garden music.
Happy plants.
That's right. You could be playing on your steel wash tubs.
Huh?
Right? Yeah. Sitting in the yard.
Need a comb and a kazoo or whatever.
Hey, y'all, can I interrupt for a minute?
No. Julia. Julia. Oh,
okay.
Our call screener, Julia.
What'd I say wrong now?
Uh-oh.
No. Kenny was just looking for some clarification. He couldn't hold on. He was heading to work, but he was wondering how you plant 4 to 5 tomato plants in a 4x4 if it says to plant them 2 to 3 feet apart.
You plant them closer than they say to plant them.
It won't kill the tomato plant?
No. You have to crowd. This whole square foot garden concept is intensive gardening. You're planting things closer than you would in a row garden, for sure, because you don't have the space. So you crowd things a bit. 4 tomato plants might be more than you really want if you have a family small enough that a 4x4 garden is going to work for you anyway. But certainly you can plant 2 or 3 pretty easy. It's a very crowded, you use every square inch of that 4x4 space.
And I wouldn't put the same tomato, especially those little cherry ones, because, man, once they start going, they produce more than we can eat. I mean, those, and the pear ones that come out yellow.
Oh,
man.
Those are candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know what? We fill up a bowl a day, and we can't eat that many. I'm not going to plant 3 of those again.
No, one cherry tomato of some type. And plus, they get pretty big. And you definitely need to stake them or cage them. Those cherry tomatoes can be pretty rambunctious.
What was that caller's name?
Kenny.
You know, I think Kenny, does Mel have a website, squarefootgardening.com?
I'm sure he does.
Yes.
I think we have traditionally thought of planting a garden in rows.
2 feet
apart,
everything
has lots of room.
Mm-hmm.
Mel has a different look on things.
Well, and
his square foot gardening packs a punch.
Yeah, I think the theory of that is when he was thinking is trying to grow things for folks that don't have space or room or
water.
Places, impoverished countries that don't have the water, the soil, the space, or the room. And trying to, you can pack a lot of stuff in a small space. Is it ideal? Well, maybe not, but it works.
Now, what's Mel's last name?
Bartholomew.
When I met Mel, and it was a great meeting the guy. Have you ever met a guy? He's humble, he's informative, he's educated, and you ask him, well, Mel, what's next? The next chapter in your life? And he looks at you eyeball to eyeball in all seriousness and says, I am going to wipe out world hunger.
That's quite a challenge.
You kind of say, whoa, okay, Mel.
And he's not a spring chicken.
No, he's not.
he's got a lot to do in a little time here.
But this square foot gardening is the theory behind that. And
right.
God bless him for trying. When you look at what his foundations have done in third world countries, it's unbelievable.
I have seen situations where they've taken, little kiddie swimming pools.
Yeah.
Swimming pools and punched holes in the bottom of that, filled it with soil, using those for gardens. You can use about anything. Back in your guys' part of the country, probably using old tires.
Buicks.
Because they just got them right. They're in the yard anyway.
We just take the park car and turn it upside down.
They're in the yard anyway, right? So just put some soil in them and grow something.
That's called art.
Joe's in Peoria. Adam's in Santan Valley. We're going to start off with Marion at Sun City West. And if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Marianne, good morning.
Good morning. I have a live oak tree, which is about 8 to 10 years old. It's a beautiful tree, and when we first put it in, I didn't know this until about a year ago, that you deep water, and we never did that. And now we have all these surface roots outside of the tree well. And I was wondering if there's anything that we can do to get rid of those roots on the surface.
Well, you can probably eliminate a few of them. If there's a lot of them, you want to be careful. I've had some success taking just part of the root off with a fairly sharp flat shovel. If they're not too big, you can kind of get in there and kind of scuff it off. Do you have grass around the tree or
stones around it?
It's stones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not trying to mow grass, the surface roots are you know, not that big a deal. You know, add a little more rock. It won't hurt to cover them with some rock. If you'll start watering deep now, you will probably stop the, you know, you may not get any more surface roots than you have. You may be able to cut your losses at this point. I would be a little careful. I might just add a little bit more rock to hide them and try and water deep from here on out.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.